Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan here. For today, we have on the show, I mean, what can I say? We have the incredible, the amazing, the badass, the superstar, the incredible, the legendary Morgan. Morgan, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. And what better way to have an incredible, super badass morning than to be chatting with someone as badass as you? You know what I mean?
They're too kind.
There you go. Now, if you're new to the channel, in the description below, you're going to find all of Morgan's social media. Let's follow her and let's find out why she's super badass. Now, without further ado, let's jump in here. So I want to start this conversation by throwing out the first question, which is, what drew you into acting in the first place? Was there like in a specific moment or experience that made you realize this is going to be my passion now?
Honestly, there was a specific moment, but I don't remember what the experience was that led me to that moment. I just remember one day, just I think I was like 8 or 9, and then I ran into my mom's room and I was like, I want to do acting. And she was like, okay, where did that come from? I was like, I don't know, I just want to do acting. And originally I started out looking into like TV and film and such, and then I later switched into more musical theater, and then that turned into choir and opera, and then now that turned back into musical theater. So a lot of things.
There you go. All right, and focusing a little bit, you know, on your acting career, tell me, how do you approach getting into the mindset of the character? Do you have a specific technique going on here, or like, what is your thing here?
Well, I guess I like to familiarize myself with the script. So whether it's something that is already an existing show and watching it and connecting it and seeing how I can relate and connect to that character and that plot. If it's something new, kind of bringing my own experiences and own interpretation to that. I think I like to do a lot of self-reflection and just kind of writing out like the goals and the objective of that character, and then how, what I can kind of bring in myself into that, if that makes sense.
And is there like a particular genre or type of character that you haven't portrayed yet, but you would love to explore that anytime in the near future?
Yeah, I tend to be typecast as like the ingenue love interest, but I would love to be challenged in more dramatic roles.
Okay.
Maybe a character that stands up for herself, or a character that fights for something that she believes in, maybe something emotional, maybe something that involves crying on stage, or something that involves conflict. And I think that would be kind of fun and interesting to bring to the table.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, that would be cool. And who knows, maybe at some point you will get your own action figure. That would be cool.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Absolutely. And tell me, have you ever had like a role that made a significant impact on you personally? And if it did, how did that affect you somehow?
That's a good question. A role that has made a significant impact on me personally. There's so many. Honestly, when I studied opera, so I got my master's degree in opera studies during the pandemic. And I remember I got cast as the Queen of the Night, who's kind of more of like a motherly figure, a villain figure. And I thought that was a lot, because I was very much out of my comfort. And it was a really cool challenge. And I think that challenged me to explore roles and tell myself like that you can do roles that you don't think you're capable of, and to not put yourself in a box. And I think from that moment, I started to like expand on maybe rep that I started learning in opera and in musical theater, so that I wouldn't just typecast. Because I think that happens a lot for young sopranos, is we'll put ourselves in boxes or ingenue type roles. And I think it's important to branch out of that. And I think it challenged me to find a little bit, it challenged me to like find the backstory of a villain in a bit, which was kind of cool. Like I got to kind of understand like what could make her, in my own interpretation, in my own light, what could make this character so narcissistic and so controlling, and why is she like that, and what triggers her. And I think that was really interesting to find so many dimensions of that. And that challenged me to find more dimensions and maybe characters that aren't as villainous or as deep as that too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Love that. Now, how you handle the pressure and expectations that come when you are about to present a character for the audience?
Yeah, it's hard. I think making sure that you don't compare yourself to other people I think it's really easy. Or like I teach, and a lot of the time you get students who are like, I want to sound like this person, and I don't, and I want to, or I want to go to this audition, and I want to do it the way this person sings this song. And it's like, you have to let that go. Sometimes I've been told, even in like coachings and things, like don't watch clips sometimes, or don't even like try to, maybe you can take some inspiration, but don't let yourself compare yourself to other people. Or even just like when you go to auditions, don't let yourself get, I don't know, subconscious based on what other people dress or what they're gonna sing, and just trust yourself and your own choices, and what you're bringing to the table, because you're unique. Like, you wouldn't have a following, you wouldn't have opportunities if someone didn't like you. So stop trying to be like other people. And I think that does alleviate a lot of pressures and expectation when you're trying to make your own choices as for a character. Oh, sorry, I can't hear you.
There you go. I mean, that is
Okay.
inevitable, right? Whenever you are about to, whenever you, yeah, whenever you're about to do something that you actually care, that there's gonna be like second thoughts here and there, or you're gonna start to compare. Who knows, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, like as you mentioned, like the important part is to focus on you instead and not on other else path. You know what I mean? I mean, you can getting some inspiration from others, but at the end of the day, you have to develop like your own type of like your own thing going on, you know, which I find pretty cool because it shows also in acting that there is like no specific manual on how to either prepare a character to how to prepare yourself for performing, right? Like everyone has like their own thing, and it's true from all of the actors that I've interviewed. Some of them will have like their own thing. Yeah, which is sometimes hilarious, and some yeah. So it is great, like the possibility you see here that it's okay for you to develop your own stuff because that's the way it should be, because it's you, it's not somebody else. So,
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
love that. Now, what do you enjoy the most about the process of bringing a character to life?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's the hardest part, but it's the most fulfilling, is being vulnerable
Okay.
and letting your guard down and letting yourself just really embrace and embody a character to the point where like you've created choices and beats and actions and things like that in your sides or in your song or whatnot. But once you're able to lock that in and let that go, and then you could just try so many different approaches of the character. Like, maybe this time she's more manipulative in the way she says it, or maybe this time she is really nervous in the way she approaches it, or maybe the subtext is different. But you're able to kind of play around with tempo, with other opportunities to bring different energies. And I think that can be really exciting.
Yeah, okay. Now, how you continue to challenge yourself as a person, but at the same time grow as an actor?
Keep going to classes, keep meeting people, keep learning, keep reading, keep not letting yourself fall into a place where you maybe start to second guess yourself again or give up. Just keep going, keep putting yourself out there, keep posting things about what you have going on, keep auditioning, never stop putting yourself out there.
There you go. All right. Now let's say that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to become an actor. Now here's the thing. I have zero experience. So based on what you know and what you've been through, what do you think it would be important for me to know before jumping in into this career?
Would you say in like TV, film, or in like musical theater, or like in any of it?
Let's go all in.
All in. Okay. Well, I'd say decide like how much energy you want to put into it first. Like, is this something you want to do full time? Is this something that you just want to do as like a side thing? Decide how many hours you can commit to it. And then I'd say just look into classes. Look into different classes, either like a scene study class or just individual one-on-one coachings. Get some monologues, get someone like a vocal coach or a vocal teacher to, get some a repertoire to make your book, and then start auditioning, providing like information, so it's not so much gatekeeping on like how you, because I remember like when I was switching from opera to musical theater, I felt like there was so much gatekeeping. I'm like, how do you like find the auditions? And there's so many people that just don't know, but it is public information. Like, it's all online, like Playbill, Actors Access. And then once you maybe do like some student films, or once you maybe like start doing some musicals or whatever avenue you're approaching, you can look into getting an agent and maybe they can also help start representing you as well. But I think it's a lot about just like finding where you want to be, the connections that you need so that you can learn and continue learning and continue asking those questions to more colleagues and more professionals. So then you can put yourself out there and continue auditioning.
There you go.
And then I think it depends if it's something that the person wants to study, then talking about programs or schools or things like that so that you can actually like study it and learn how to become a professional in that avenue too.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I ever become an actor, and if at some point I win an award, who knows, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech. I will even cut the trophy in half so you can have half of it. I will keep half of it.
I'll take that half trophy, put it up on my wall.
Sounds like a plan. Love it. Now, what has been the most important lesson that you have learned throughout your acting career so far?
I have to say, just don't psych yourself out. It is so easy to miss opportunities because you think you get the negative self-talk come in or the what is it called? I want to remember this word, but it might take like 1,000 years. Like imposter syndrome.
Okay.
It was such a big thing during COVID, especially when you're like hiding behind a screen and can't get out. We're all posting on social media and comparing. There have been so many opportunities for myself in the opera world where like I wish I put myself out there and I didn't say, I'm not going to audition for this. I'm not cut for this part. Never psych yourself out. Because that could be the opportunity that you might need to get to the next level. There have been several auditions in New York, which I've been very grateful for, where I woke up and was like, okay, I'll show up to this audition. Almost didn't want to go because I just didn't know if I felt like it or wasn't feeling up to it. I went, I got into the final callback. So I think it just never letting yourself make yourself smaller than you are.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. You know, the other day I was watching this piece of an interview with this actor in which he was saying that if you quit, you're never gonna make it, but if you don't quit, you might make it. You know, and it's simple, but it's true. I mean, you never know. You know, and there are like and there are so many examples out there who people who they remain still, they remain going, you know, like moving
Right.
forward, and then at some point, boom, you know, so.
And I think it's a safety net sometimes. Sometimes people discover they don't want to do it, and that's totally fine. It's a really tough career. It takes time. It's hard for a lot of people. But then there's some that I think it's easier for us to say, well, I know my results if I say no, so I'm not going to do it. And then there's comfort in that, but there's also loss in that too, in a way.
Now, what do you think is the biggest misconception that people have about actors?
Honestly, I feel at least in the theater world, I always thought there was this like misconception that like everyone was kind of like selfish and like I'm gonna do everything for me and cutthroat. I've not experienced that at all. Everyone's so nice. I don't know. Everyone is so friendly, everyone is so helpful, everyone is, oh hey, what do you do for work for your side hustle? Let's chatter. Hey, I found this audition, let me share it with you so we could both have opportunities. Everyone seems so welcoming and supportive, at least who I've met and interacted with. And it creates a really safe environment so that you don't feel alone and it creates a community. And that's what's important. I just don't think that's talked a lot about. And I've noticed that so much, the sense of community, which I didn't realize it would be like, at least in the theater world. Maybe for TV film, not as much. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, I think there's just this misconception that people are just like, gonna do everything for themselves and that's it. But I haven't really seen that as much.
Now, if you could give one word to describe the feeling you have when you are stepping on stage, which word would it be?
I'd probably say like warmth or optimism. Like I'm finding myself, this is me. It's safe. It's home. It's comfort.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Now, if your life were a sitcom, what would be the title and who would play the fictional version of yourself?
Oh my God. I feel like it would be one of those, like, something like Enchanted, where she's like, I'm gonna go out today and break into song and go into my, like, little Disney world in New York City and, like, not realize how chaotic it is and stumble upon all these weird phenomenon, and then maybe the character would like write musicals based off of the cool stuff that she finds every day, and she's like a singer-songwriter and she falls in love in the city, but secretly she's like a Disney princess and needs to run back and go to her enchanted land. I don't know what it would be called though. Maybe like Welcome to New York or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Something wild like that. Something mixed, like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend mixed with Enchanted in a way.
So it's a little bit of both going on here.
Yeah, like vocal, romantic, comedy,
Okay.
quirky.
I'll take it. What would be the title of a film
What
in
would
which
be the
all of the
title?
characters you have played at the moment, they're all gonna gather to celebrate your birthday?
What would be the title of a film in which all of the characters you played at the moment?
All of them, since day one. All of them.
Oh my gosh. Let me think. Honestly, like, Into the City or something, because I've done a lot of like Disney and like Into the Woods and some Sondheim, yeah, and things like that. And it'd be just all the characters and they're all like gathering to New York City to celebrate that I've gone out and explored something new.
Okay, I love that. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, what about describing your whole career, but you know what? This time on a drink.
Like the whole career is just a beverage. I feel like it would be like champagne because it's like bubbling, but it's still there and it's like kind of waiting for something bigger to come up.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, that sounds good. And let's say that they're gonna create your own champagne. What do you think that would be the name from that champagne?
The name of that champagne? Don't know, like it's bubbling or like that's Lena, that's lame. That's a hard one. I don't know. Something is brewing, maybe.
That's the name of the okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, why not? I'll take it. Fair enough.
Okay, I'm bad at
That's okay. Now, well, you better be ready because okay, so before the last question, like what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that basically we just want to quit. It's inevitable, happens to all of us. But in your case, what keeps you motivated, regardless of how difficult the situation might be at that point for you.
I think it's just, I don't know, it's knowing that there's other people that don't give up on me. Why would I give up on me? But it's hard, and that's why I think it's so important to have a sense of community so that you have other people to like support, and then you can support those people so that we don't give up on ourselves because we're our hardest critic. But I think it's knowing that like you're not just disappointing yourself, you're disappointing other people, which you shouldn't make it about other people, but I think knowing that it's not just you, there's other people rooting for you, and they wouldn't if they didn't believe in you too.
There you go. I love it. And my last question. So we can all enjoy and relax after a couple of difficult questions here and there. Check this one out. What do you think that would be the best title for this episode?
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, it's been so much, you know, about believing in yourself. I don't know, like a dream is a wish your heart makes. Like you can aspire to do something if you believe in yourself, or maybe like I want it to be like Disney. I don't know, like a dream that you wish will come true. Like if you put your mind to it, anything can happen if you just believe in it. Something along those lines.
Okay. But like something like if we could call it, yeah, if we could call it right now, what would it be?
Never give up.
There you go. All right, because that's gonna be the title for this episode. Like literally, you're gonna write "Never Give Up." Boom, it's gonna
I
be
don't
it.
write titles for things. I'm bad at
It's fine.
improv
I love
and
it. I love it,
I'm
because it's true. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't give up on something you love. I mean, you can't give up. Of course, there's gonna be moments in which you're gonna find. I mean that you're gonna be, that you're gonna be looking that perhaps it's gonna be like your new passion. But if at some point you don't like it, that's fine, and move to the next one, right? But like the main goal here is to never give up on something you really care. And I think that is the that is a good title for this video for sure.
Yay.
There you go. I mean, at the end, what can I say, Morgan? I mean, the fact that you're doing it, the fact that you're following your passion. I mean, it's easier said than done, right? And we all know that following something you love, it tends to be a whole super pain in the butt sometimes. But you're making it happen. You're showing results. But most important, you're enjoying it. And I think that is like the key here, right? The fact that you're enjoying it, that you are learning, and I'm super sure that our next conversation one day is gonna be among the multiple thousands projects you've been in because you're killing it out there. Let's be honest. So.
Thank you. Yeah, it is a lot. Like, I don't know. I kind of just moved here a few, like, 4 or 5 months ago
Yeah.
to New York City. So it's been a lot of new, but it's exciting and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I mean, we the audience, we tend to think that, oh, acting and music might be easy, but like once you discover like a little bit about the whole work behind the scenes, you tend to be like, no, it is not. And you are
Right.
making it happen. And I think that is super inspirational for everyone around here, whether it is listening to this or watching this, the fact that you're making it happen. And yeah. It's incredible. Keep rocking out there.
That's kind of my goal. Like, even with social media, it's not like for anything, but just like trying to inspire people to like do what makes them happy, because you'll get there. Just keep making those connections, keep meeting people, keep enjoying yourself, having fun with it, finding like why you're doing it in the first place, and something will
There you go. I love
click.
it. It's incredible. Now we discover why you're a super badass. There you go. There you go. I also want to thank those who watch this or listen to this. The whole conversation. Thank you so much. Now, as I said in the beginning, in the description below, you're gonna find all of Morgan's social media. Since now we find out why she's super badass, let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Morgan, because she's killing it out there. And again, Morgan, thank you so much for making this happen. Keep rocking, keep shining. I wish you an incredible rest of the week, an incredible upcoming Christmas, New Year, and keep shining because you're doing an epic job here.
You too. Thanks for asking me to be on, and hope you have a good holidays and everything.
Sounds like a plan.